Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Let's introduce the first several verses of Acts 20. Please bear with me as we read through just a few verses to get us started. We're going to introduce some characters. Verse 1 of Acts 20. After the uproar had ceased, this was the uproar of the Diana Temple incident in Ephesus. Paul called the disciples to himself, embraced them, and departed to go to Macedonia. Now when he had gone over that region and encouraged them with many words, he came to Greece and stayed 3 months. And when the Jews plotted against him as he was about to sail to Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. Notice everywhere the guy stops, he runs into conflict with the Jewish faith, more so than sinners, more so than Rome, more so than other religions. And that marks the distinct change between the message of the way and the message of Judaism, or what we would refer to the message of Christianity and the message of Judaism. And so Peter, verse 4, so Peter of Berea accompanied him to Asia, also Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, Gaius of Derbe, Timothy, Tychius, Trophimus of Asia. These men going ahead waited for us at Troas. Notice the pronoun us in verse 5. This indicates that the author, Luke, has now joined the party. Up until this, we could say that perhaps he was just telling the stories related to him. Now we're going to see the personal pronouns change to us and we. And when you see that, you can be indicated that Luke is a part of the party now. For we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and the 5 days joined them at Troas, where we stayed 7 days. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. And here we see the disciples compare this to 1 Corinthians 16, which is a similar allusion. It indicates that the Christians observe their worship day on what's distinctly called the Lord's Day, or the first day of the week, by Acts 20 is already a fixed practice. And so Paul is preaching on this Sunday and is about to leave on Monday. Verse 8, there were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together, and in a window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep, and as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down, fell on him, and embracing him said, "Do not trouble yourselves, for his life is in him." Now when he had come up, had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till daybreak he departed, and they brought the young man in alive, and they were not a little comforted. This has always been the source of jokes about the Apostle Paul preaching so long that a man fell asleep and fell down dead. I don't think it's unusual, either then or now, for people to fall asleep when someone gets up to speak. It doesn't really have anything to do with them not being good. I mean, the Apostle Paul surely had great things to say. It's just the nature of sitting and listening to someone speak. But in this case, the young man fell out of a window and hit the earth and died. Paul goes down and lays on top of him a lot like Elisha does in 2 Kings 4 and says he's restored. He comes up, they share communion, they talk till the sun comes up, then they bring the man in. So he doesn't instantly raise from the dead. Paul just declares he's going to be okay. And they sit and watch the young man while the rest of the church takes communion. And they bring the young man in and see that he's been healed. What an amazing incident and an amazing miracle. And I like to think, because we don't have evidence pointing otherwise, that in verse 11, perhaps they came in and shared communion over the young man, believing in the body of the Lord Jesus that the young man was going to raise up. And he did. And it could be another indication of what the early church thought of the ceremony of communion. We'll go from Troas to Miletus on this great journey through the book of Acts. We'll do that tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.